and there they tie away. Tuesday night, what else you want?
Hello,
Shh.
Get off the ship.
Quiet. Right, good evening. Okay, so we've got a site over here, a Sabbath day. A lot of times you get an aliyah in shul. Hopefully it's more than once a year, hopefully it's twice a year. In some big shuls you can only get once a year. You go to a simcha, and sometimes you go down to London and you go to a simcha in some fakrochim shul, which you're not going to go back there shortly, or you're some shtiebel somewhere, you don't even know what the name of the shtiebel is, and you get an aliyah, and everyone's in a very high spirit, and the gabba, he gives you a nice mishbirach, l'chai this, l'chai that. They have to remember everyone's names, and some people are pushing, no, go weiter. And then you get Bav or Shiyitain, Matom Beis HaMedrash, right? And here, sometimes it's worth stopping for a minute and thinking, you know, what is going on over here? Is it binding me that I should now have to, after I come back on Motzei Shabbos, I travel all the way back to Manchester, I come back, is it binding in the sense that Sunday morning, or perhaps Motzei Shabbos, I should try and call up, do the phone calls, you know, which shtiebel was it, by the way, do you know the name of it, do you know who's in charge of it, what the details, making sure that's the right details, and then sending a matona and how much. Is it really binding, or is it something which is, you know, it's a nice thing that we say? So it's very important to know, firstly, if there's anything you could do about it. Now, firstly, if the gabba says, right? So if the gabba already says that it's a blineda, and he said clearly it's a blineda, so then it's a whole different level. It's not involved in the dorim, and it's just Rav Eliashiv writes and Rav Shemach writes that it's an inyan to do what you say. That Sheiris Yisrael Yasa Avla Ayid, when he says something, he's going to do it. Say that if he doesn't do it, there's no avera, far away from avera, there's no shailas about it. The shaila that is really concerning sometimes is when the gabba doesn't say blineda, and there are some shuls that don't say blineda. Which one? Or Bava Shinoda, yeah, they say Bava Shinoda. You've heard Bava Shinoda? Yeah, so that is recorded, Masham. There are recorded places where they say Bava Shinoda. But in places where they say Bava Shiyitain, even if they don't use a word of Neder, when you say you're giving money to Sadoka, automatically it becomes a Neder. Yeah, therefore you always have to be careful whenever you say something. Shulchan Aruch always says, Kishaposkim Nitin Sadoka, always say Blineda. And therefore, if you come to shul, the big problem is, if he's not going to say blineda, the gabba, then the big problem is that you're better than binding. And really, the oila, the person who gets aliyah, doesn't really want to be bound. So let's first work out, is there supposed to be a neda? Is there not supposed to be a neda? Let's just take a step back. So clearly, the oila doesn't really want it. But the shaila is, he didn't want aliyah. But the shaila is, what's the halacha? How's halacha? Would the halacha tell you that you should say blineda, or not say blineda? What's going on over here? Historically, what's the story? The Rishonim already asked this kasha, why is it that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, historically, they used to make a neder, they used to all give pledges for le'ilinishmas, their krivim, and this is already mefurish in the Rishonim, the Ramah brings it down to Hilchos Yom Kippur. And the Ritva fret akasha, how can you say a neder? How can you give a neder on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur? You're not supposed to make nadorim. Stating Gemara that a person should not, Shulchan Aruch already says, a person should avoid nadorim like the plague. You shouldn't make a neder. So the Ritva says, nah, be'es tzora shani. Yaakov Avinu, we'll see him, Mr. Hashem, in the coming sedras, the way Yaakov Avinu made a neder. That if Hashem saves me, then I'll give Masim Mikoil, and the Gemara state that when a person's Be'ez Sora, and I got the state that when a person's at Be'ez Sora, then he can make a neder. So the Ritva says the reason why we specially make Nedorim on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is because on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur we are Be'ez Sora. Therefore, it's kedai to go and make a Nedorim. There is a special positive Maila to make a neder on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That explains Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But when it comes to during the week's normal Shabbos of the year, when it's not specifically a Sora, so are we supposed to? Is it commendable to make a neder to miss out the words blineda? That already Rav Moshe Feinstein deals with, and the Erech Shai, primarily these two poskim discuss very clearly, and they say on regular Shabbos, although it's not a Sora, there's another reason to make a neder, to give money to support the aniyim. to support that Niyam, and then also other people will give. That is another reason to make a Nader, although the Gemara says to stay away from a Nader. The problem is, number one is, a Shul is not a Niyam, and number two is, like the Erech Shai already points out, nowadays, people are not, the Gaboim don't not always do they remind the people who got an Aliyah, and therefore it's a big Mechshel. So really, you have a bit of a turn corner over here, where a lot of Shuls will start writing, will start saying Bli Nader, because number one is it's not heavy for Aniyim, and number two is that they don't always remind the people to pay money, and therefore, sorry, especially a guest out of town, they don't even know, they're trying to grasp the name at the time when they're calling him up. So it's very difficult to track it down. But the reason why they initially said that it's Kedai to make a Neder is because they won't forget, because the Gaboim will be on top of it. But nowadays, they all point out, it's very difficult. He says, Gam ein koech be Gaboim, ligvois bal korochom. So therefore, it's much more Kedai to say Bli Neder. The question is, if you do end up going to Shul and they don't say Bli Neder, are you lemaisa bound? Yes or no? So now, really, you could argue and say, what's it got to do with me? I didn't say anything. I just got up there and I got a nice mishabirach. So a neder is nothing to do with me. Some want to say that it's as if you've sort of given an instruction to the gabba to make a neder. And if I instruct someone to make a neder, I tell you, please make a neder on my behalf that I'm going to be makabal this and this, and you go ahead and say it. This is a regular machlokas of Shonim. Can you have a ned? Is Nazirus and Nadorim, does it work on the Shlichas? So just a typical machlokas of Shonim. The Motcha says you can, but a lot of Rishonim say you can't. A lot of Rishonim say, how can you have a Shlichas? It says, Moitzas, what's binding you to do what you say? It says, Moitzas Sefasecha Tishmer Valsisa. Moitzas Sefasecha means you have to guard your mouth. If it was Yenim's mouth, nothing to do with you. Just like Mitzvah's Tefillin. The reason why you can't put tefillin for me is because it says a word, uksharatom, is referring to the individual. It's a chagas aguf. Similarly, a lot of Rishonim hold that you can't say, if I tell you make a neder on my behalf, that has no value. It's not coming out of my mouth.
But a lot of times when the Gabba makes that mishabeh, he asks you for your name again.
Okay, but the Bava Shayitin, the crunch of it. We're going to get to that. If we've got to, we're going to get to that. But a lot of poskim want to say that actually the Erech Shai understands that when a person receives a mishabeach, it's as if he's made the Gabba a shliach in order to make a neder for him, and he says it's a machlokes Rishonim, and really we should be machmir, because the Shach brings the Motcha la'alocha. The Motcha did hold that you can have shlichus for Nadorim. The Shach brings down Rishon Zayin Oiz Zayin, and therefore the Erech Shai seems to say that there is a mokum l'hachmir. Point number one is that even the Mekilim who hold that you can't have shlichus, but if a person adds in his own amount, and he gives a go-ahead, so and he adds as an amount, that's already a bit worse, because he nods in a very strong way. Ibn Naftali Nussbaum wants to say that these sort of things could be included in a yad neder. It's when you learn the Gemara in Adorim, yad neder, you think it's not negeh, but as a person joins in, that could be worse. But actually, interesting, if you answer amen, the fact that you answer amen, does that mean anything? So Misha Shlemach says, yeah, you answer amen, then you've given the go-ahead for it. It's even better than shlichus. But Yisrael Yaakov Fisher wants to tell you, no, Efshad Amin is going on the brocha. Don't forget, in the Misha Berach, you say, Misha Berach, yeah, that Hashem should give a brocha to this. But Avashitin is Agav, so Amin is Lavdacha telling you that he's mekabel to pay money, but Avashayitin. Amin could just be going on the brocha, so Nishkaraya. Either way, you have a machlokas whether it's a shlichus. There is a good svara to say that this is not even shlichus, because the there's no connection between me and the gabba. If I keep myself quiet and I don't even nod and I don't make any connection to the gabba when it comes to Bava Shiitain, then it could well be that it's even better, it's not even shlichus. Because shlichus is when I appoint someone here, he just out of habit starts his mishabeirach. So there is a good svara to say that's not even included in shlichus. Again, some poskim say lekan Shiv Talevi and the Toile Shmo wants to say that no, you don't see such a svara. But the end of the day is that you'll never come out of this shaila clean, because wherever you turn on this shaila is machlokas everywhere. Again, let's just stick to where we're starting over here. But, go on. So that's interesting. If you didn't know the £10 before, So then you can say, you know, there's a shibul next to Shul that says, you know, 50 shekel each aliyah. And then afterwards he comes down, 50 shekel, not makabel such a thing. So then it's not really binding. So, but really, if he knows about the 50 shekel, and he sort of doesn't use a tactic to get out of this, you know, the gabba didn't say bli neda, so then already you've got sfeikas over here, again, because if you're going to treat it like neda l'de shliach, then you are basically making him a shliach. Now, you could say, does it help to say bli neda? Like you add in bavashitin and then you throw in bli neda. Yeah, I've heard that actually this past week. I heard someone say bli neda, you added in bli neda. So that actually is mefurish tshuva in Torah Lishma. The Torah Lishma, he says that it's not going to help because you're standing there and the gabba's pounding it on, then it's not going to help. I find a bit of a chiddush. Again, there's no rias for it, lekan or lekan. In the shoyl to the Torah Lishma, he just says it's not going to work. But might say, I find a bit of a chiddush. If he says clearly, bli neda, that the chiddush should save him from the neda. Just another thing is it enough just to pay a pruta? You know, so you actually make the effort to come back to the shul and pay, you have 20 pence in your pocket. Ramosh Steinbach Tainas, Bava Shiitin Matona Lvesa Medrash, is a shtickel mashma that it's Matona Chashuva. It's that reflects back onto the stature of the person who says that he's going to give a Matona. If I say I'm going to give you Matona, and I pull out a 5 pence, that's not called a Matona, even if it's a Shava Pruta. So he wants a Taina, Matona has to mean something which is Chashuva, 5 pound note or something. That's his Chedish. Again, wherever you go on this Shaila, some Achulkim, it could be less. Then you have Rabbi Shtemach says he does the following thing. He says what he does is he picks up, let's say, a 10 pound note, and he gives it over to someone else to pick it up on behalf of all the people that got aliyahs in this shul, so that the money should belong to them. And then with this money, he gives it now to the shul, so that anyone who forgot to give an aliyah, anyone who forgot to pay a matana to the shul, then he has been he's saved them from issa. He saved him. He says, "Umitzvah Rabbihi lahatzil Rabbim me'ovain." To save many people from ovain. Yeah. Well, mechila is not so clear if it helps by Nadori. It's not so clear mechila helps by neder. It's not so clear that it helps his neder. Even if someone's meichel, if I make a neder that I've. I'm going to give money to someone. Does it help that Yerim's Meichel? That's already, again, another Shaila. So Ramesh Shtembach has, Shtembach says that's what he does. Again, his Eitzah is what he does. He says he does it regularly. He gives money. No, he's got another shtickle. His another shtickle is that even if you write Bli Neda, it doesn't save you. That's another Chiddush of his.
Yeah, but he has to give him a
matana. Yeah, yeah. Which one? He needs to give him a matana. According to him, you'd have to give a shtick of a matana. Yeah. Every Baal Simcha should do this, yeah? Yeah, it's also. Yeah, people forget. And again, he also has got a nice shtickle about it. Rabbi Yosef Zanga has got a nice shtickle. And he also discusses this about Simcha should perhaps pay money. And he goes into the whole sugya. Can you pay someone else's neder? If I make a neder, I'm going to give 10 pounds to the shul. Can you bail me out and give 10 pounds to the shul? As again, Machlokes. Again, then the final thing is. Exactly. You know, I tell you what, the truth is, this noisa is just wherever you turn, you've got there's loads to deal with. I just want to mention something very interesting, is that there was a shaila where someone had bought chosin kol and orim for a lot of money. This is a recent shaila, and they're wiggling out. It's already 2-3 years have gone by. And he gets a call, no, where's your money? You pledged a bit of money, two grand or something, over 2 grand for it. So, you know, you enjoyed it at the time, and you had all the covered. And now, you know, please pay. And he starts saying, you know, 2 grand, it's a lot of money. You know, it costs a living crisis, and there's a war going on, there's this and that. I want to back out from the £2,000. The shayla is, has he got, can he bring him, so you can clear about the brocha. Can you now, his shayla, he wants to be more hands-on, and he wants to say, the gabba wants to know, can he actually bring the person, the chosin kol and orim guy, can he bring him to a din Torah? He wants to pay £50 for application fee to get into a din Torah, and he wants to be able to take him to a din Torah and say, you owe us the money. Do you think
he pledged, he bargained.
He pledged, he said, 2,000, yeah. What would you say? So now, very, very, so at face value, you would have thought, well, what do you mean? I'm the chutzuf. He bitters for it. At the time, he knew exactly what he was in for. And he even actually went for the chosn kolorim. He was zeicha to the kibbutz. And everyone spoke about him afterwards. And he even got the pekelech in for the same bargain. And now the question is, so obviously you would have thought that as poshut, that he should have to cough up. And there should be a din moment of chesh mishpat to bring him to the daria. Not so clear. It's not so clear that his obligation comes from the chelik of chesh mishpat. If it were, let me ask you, when was the chosn kol on the orim sold? On Simchas Torah, that happened to be. Leil Simchas Torah. So chosn kol orim, you know, it goes £1,000 this and it goes up to yet. Leil Simchas Torah. Are you allowed to sell something on Simchas Torah? Let's say, Leil Simchas Torah, I come to you, you know, my watch. Do you want to buy my watch for me? So you say, £500, £200. Listen, we'll deal £500. Is that okay? Is that okay to do on Yom Tov?
No.
So why? So hang on a second. Why suddenly are you allowed to sell chosn kol? Because it's a lot of money. So Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah discusses the shayla, and the Mishnah Berurah says, do you know the reason why some say that you're allowed to sell aliyos? He brings chaylkim. The Gaon obviously held that you're not allowed to sell any aliyos bechlal on Shabbos. That's the shita of the Gaon. The Gaon made it very strong about that. But the Mishnah Berurah brings yesh makilim. And do you know what the reason why he gives yesh makilin? He says the reason why it's okay is because it's not a tangible item. You can't have mekach hamemka on something which is not tangible. If you sell something, you sell a place, you sell something, even something which is, you know, it's something, so that's fine. That is takahasa. Like carries on, Mishabur carries on different things you can't sell. You're selling a watch.
Yeah,
so if you're selling the fact that you get as a chus to say an aliyah, yeah, that is good for the reason why you're allowed to sell it on Shabbos. And therefore, if the whole reason why you're allowed to sell it on Shabbos is because it's not a mekach memka from Chesh Mishpat, it's only a pledge which belongs to Hilchas Yerodeah, therefore, yes, he's got to pay up his pledge, but that's just his halacha that he needs to keep as much as the halachas of Basim Chalav. To claim off him, you need to be able to come up with a sif and shulchan aruch from the chedik of Chesh Mishpat, that he owes you, and that he bought something tangible. If the very same reason why, this is my cheshbon, if the reason why you allowed him to sell it on Leil Simchas Torah was gufa because, or you make like the Mishnah Berurah says, because it's not tangible, in which case if it's not tangible, then it's not a god in Mekka Chamemka, then very nice, it's not a Mekka Chamemka, so what is it? It's just a pledge. Now, obviously he needs to fulfill his pledge. The Gemara says someone that pledges doesn't play, he's going to lose his money. There's plenty of memorim, but that's his business. Right. It's very difficult to sort of say that it's a Mekka Chamemka, like it's a... This topic is a bit endless. Mr. Shem, next we'll think of something more lemaisa. But it's an interesting noisa. Soap Dover is that if it's a Blineda, the best is if he says Blineda. If he doesn't say Blineda, there is an Indian of, you know, not to be Misiachas, that could be a Maila. If you're not Misiachas, that could be a Maila that is some hold that it's not a Salavish Shliach, it's fine, and that it'll be okay.